invoke the Lord's grace and Pujya Gurudev's blessings as we meditate . If you wish, you may put your hands in the chin mudra with thumb and index finger touching and other three fingers separate. Eyes softly closed. Let us resolve that for the next few minutes, we will keep our mind on the topic of meditation and the goal of meditation. Let us not allow our mind to wander here and there. This happens when we pay full attention to the mind. And let the mind be guided by the intellect, which is guided by the knowledge of the scriptures. And start with Anulom Vilom. Put your fingers above your eyebrows and breathe from the left nostril 5 times slowly. Let the thumb control the right nostril and the ring finger the left nostril. Chant Om as we breathe out. Let the inspiration be shorter and the expiration longer than the inspiration. Breathe in slowly and then breathe out a little bit longer. Now the right. Now alternate right and left, and then left and right. Slow, deep breaths. hands on your knees. Consciously relax your body from head to toe and from toes to the head. As you stop at each part, the head, the forehead, the face, pay attention to the breathing and breathe deep in and out before you move on to the next part of the body. Every part of the body is completely relaxed. Let not your body move at all for the next few minutes. Today's shloka is from the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetram iti abhidhiyate. एतत् यो वेति तं प्राहुः क्षेत्रज्ञम् इति तत्त्वविदः। भगवान सेस कौन्तेय ओ अर्जुन, इदं शरीरं दिस बॉडी अवर बॉडी दिस बॉडी क्षेत्रम इति अभिधीयते, इज सेड टू बी द फील्ड इति अभिधीयते, इन दिस वे इट इज सेड। Who says that? Bhagwan quotes the wise rishis who have given this knowledge and passed it down to us. Etat yo veti. One who knows, and one who knows this field, tam prahu, it is said by tatvavidha, by the knowers of the truth, by the knowers of the essence, kshetrajnyam iti tatvidha. So this body is the field, not only this body, but all bodies. The entire universe, not only perceptions, but the world of emotions and thoughts. All of that is said to be the field, including my body, is known to me. And who knows that? The wise people say the knower of the field is the self, which is aware of all the fields, all the bodies, all the minds, all the intellects, the entire universe of names and forms is known by me. Me means not this ego, but me, the individual self, the consciousness, which is one. So shift the attention from the body, the mind, the thoughts, and the sounds and sights. To who knows this body, this mind, this intellect? Who knows this world? Who even knows this ego that I think myself to be? That is who I really am. That is my true nature. So for the next few minutes, we will shift our attention from the world and the body to the self, I, which is the knower of everything. And let the mind not fluctuate, not move, but stay established in the self. Full attention on the mind and the south and over. We'll do that in silence for the next few minutes. शांति शांति शांति, हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। There will be no meditation class next week, as Swami Aparajitananda Ji will be talking from 11 to 12:30. So no Bhagavad Gita also next week. Please keep your attention throughout the day and the week on the self, the knower of the field, the one that knows me, the ego, and the entire world, that I am. Aham Brahmasmi, I am that.